This is a download from the BBC. To download other programmes or for more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
Hello. Unfortunately, it's not Friday already. It is, in fact, Monday, the day after the 2010 BAFTAs, which turned out to be a very British occasion. I spoke to Richard Bacon about the awards. The Hurt Locker was the big winner, taking away six, and Britain's Kerry Mulligan and Colin Firth won the top acting BAFTAs. I was smugly, pleasantly amused that Avatar didn't win Best Picture, as I had been predicting it wouldn't do. And I've been saying for ages, it's not going to win Best Picture at the BAFTAs. It's a different sensibility. And I would have looked pretty damn stupid if it had won. So I was relieved when it didn't. Yeah, I mean, I just don't quite understand why everybody was so certain that it was going to. Yes, it's going to win at the Oscars because it's, you know, it's cost a quintillion billion pounds and it's taken as much. And it's an industry thing as far as America's concerned. But I just didn't think that was going to cut it with the, you know, with the BAFTA voters, and I was proven right, which is what I like to be more than anything else.
You know how with the Oscars they lobby? It's quite political. Oh, yeah. Do they do that with the BAFTAs, or do they leave the judges alone to make their decision?
Well, it's nothing like the lobbying on the scale of the Oscars. No, I mean, I'm a BAFTA member, so I have a vested interest in this. So I am one of the people who votes in the initial round. And no, I mean, you know, the films get sent out, although because it's my job as a film critic, I actually have to see most of them in advance anyway. It's only the ones that, you know, they're about to open that you get to see on DVD that I haven't seen already. But no, it's much more kind of, you know, watch the films and judge them on their own merits. And I think that's why you get a very different selection, because it's, you know, they are British awards and they are different to the American awards. They're not just an adjunct to the Academy.
It's that lobbying business is strange, isn't it? Because I would have thought you watch a film and you have an opinion of that film based on having just watched it. But presumably some people's mind and opinion of a film changes after they've been taken out to dinner by different film companies.
I don't think it's to do with being taken out to dinner. I think the weirdest thing is that the habit in the trade press of "for your consideration." See, I love that phrase, "for your consideration." Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I was just watching it, but now I realise it is "for my consideration." Well, most of these films, I have considered them, and I don't consider them worthy of a work. I mean, you know what I'm like? I think the best film I saw last year was Let the Right One In, the Thomas Alfredson Swedish vampire movie, which was up in the foreign language film category. Actually, if you look in the foreign language film category at the BAFTAs last night, it was that up against White Ribbon, up against Profit. I mean, those for me are the really, really exciting films. So, yeah. You know, I don't need to be told that something is for my consideration. I'm considering all the time.
I saw White Ribbon and Profit, and they are excellent, aren't they?
But you haven't seen Let the Right One In?
No.
See, shame on you. Shame on you, because you know they're already...
I've seen two out of the three foreign language films.
But you've missed the right one. You've missed the one that you really ought to have seen. Now, but you liked White Ribbon?
I did like White Ribbon
a lot. And you liked Profit?
Profit, it's a bit confusing, Profit. It's quite hard to keep up with who's who.
Richard, it's not that confusing and it's not that hard to keep up with who's who. It's a prison drama. It's a limited number of characters. Yeah. It's, you know, it's all happening in the same time frame. It's not Doctor Who. It's a prison drama.
No, but you get different hoodlums turn up in the prison and I can't quite work out who's on whose side. But anyway, it's good. And
you
it's
need subtitles for the hard of thinking.
Thank you. It's well acted. Well acted.
And in fact, you know, Tahar Rahim was there. He said he was up for the Rising Star Award, which of course he lost to Kristen Stewart one from Twilight. But Tahar Rahim was there, and afterwards I went to the dinner and I shook him warmly by the hand and said, "You are marvellous in A Prophet." And he looked really surprised and said thank you, which I was surprised by because I kind of figured he must know, because of course that Prophet won for Best Foreign Language Film and, you know, it's a runaway success. It was, if you look at the critics' polls from the end of last year, it topped several critics' polls. So, you know, no surprise there.
Talking of good acting, Christopher Waltz, he won last night, didn't he? Best Supporting Actor for Inglourious.
Yes.
You weren't that keen on Inglourious, were you? But his performance was impressive.
Yeah, his performance is the thing about Inglourious that deserves to win awards. I think he's going to go on and win the Oscar. Same way Monique was up for Best Supporting Actress. She won. She's going to win the Oscar. Christoph Waltz is the award that Inglourious gets. And again, he did this perfectly crafted little speech. He started off by saying, "It is a supporting actor, but I'm not a supporting actor, I'm a supported actor." And then he did this whole perfectly crafted little thing, which was beautiful, and you couldn't cut anything out of it because then it wouldn't make any sense, and it all sort of fitted together really nicely. And actually, I'm very happy that he won, because he is very good. He's the sort of the taut heart of a baggy film.
I like the film.
It's too long.
It is too long. It's definitely too long, but it's entertaining. And it's quite audacious. It's quite bold and it's quite stylish. And that opening scene is really tense and they change the course of history by the end of the movie. I thought it was...
The opening scene is indeed really tense and individual scenes are finely constructed. What's astonishing is that somebody who can direct a scene that well cannot direct a whole movie that well. What Quentin Tarantino needs more than anything else is a very fierce producer standing over him with a big stick saying, Quentin, 95 minutes and you're out.
Yeah, but it was entertaining overall.
Well, it was overlong, overcooked. And there's 95 minutes of entertaining movie in Inglourious. It's just a shame it's much longer than that. It's like Avatar, though.
Yeah.
You know, Avatar, there's a good hour of wow factor special effects. It's just a shame that the film's 2 hours, 40 minutes long.
It's definitely too long, isn't it?
Way too long.
It didn't win cinematography last night, which I thought it would.
No, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Hurt Locker did. Hurt Locker was on a winning streak at that point. And that was just the way it was going. And it's Barry Aykroyd in a very, very finely shot movie. What Avatar won for was, you know, production design and visual effects. Well, of course, the visual effects are astonishing. And production design, of course, the production design is astonishing. But in the end, Avatar is a special effects movie. That's what it is. It's a special effects movie. It's Smurfahontis, as Simon has said on several occasions. I mean, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the story, right?
Yeah.
Dances with Smurfs.
Of course it is. I know.
Fine.
No, it's a hackneyed story, and we've talked about this before, and it's poor dialogue, but it's...
Poor? Poor? I don't think poor covers people standing around explaining the plot to each other. We are on the planet Pandorum. We have come to steal the unobtainium, so named because it is hard to obtainium.
Yeah, you're right. I need to reach for a harsher adjective than poor.
Poor, yes.
Maybe pathetic.
But
as I said to you before, it's still, there's something very impressive about it. But anyway, we've covered that. What did you think in some ways that it was a British backlash against Avatar last night?
No, I don't. I don't think it was a backlash at all. I think it was a front lash. I think that essentially we just didn't buy into Avatar in the same way that I think the Americans have done. Because, look, if you look at the British reviews, for example, generally what people are saying is, yeah, it's spectacular. But that's kind of it. You know, there's none of this sense that because it's taken so much money, suddenly we have to see it as the greatest. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, Gone with the Wind wasn't that great of a movie. It's like, suddenly Avatar is Gone with the Wind? Have we gone through the looking glass? So, you know, I just think we're slightly more sceptical about it. Incidentally, I should say on a literary note, since we were talking literary things, the best comment last night on the speech front was when Vanessa Redgrave was receiving her fellowship, she said, and I'm pretty much quoting word for word, she said, in the words of Shakespeare, I'd like to say thank you to BAFTA, thank you to Dickie Attenborough. I'm pretty certain that wasn't in any play I ever read by Shakespeare.
It was Richard II.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was it the uncut? Was it the director's cut?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah,
fine. We didn't get that. I went to the wrong school.
Were there any good speeches last night? Or you like Christopher Waltz's?
Christopher Waltz's speech was lovely. Colin Firth's speech was great. I mean, obviously,
yes,
there's an element of heartbreak in this. I'm very, very pleased that Colin Firth won for A Single Man. I'm very, very heartbroken that Andy Serkis couldn't win as well for Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll because he's so great as Ian Dury in that film. He's so terrific. But Colin Firth did, you know, the best speech where he got up and he said, there's an email in my outbox, which was an email to Tom Ford saying, I can't possibly do this film. But I didn't send it because I was about to hit send. And as I was about to hit send, the guy turned up at the door to fix my fridge. And of course, it's such a Colin Firth way of doing it. You know, that even when everyone is applauding your performance, you kind of make a self-deprecating joke about the fact that a guy came to fix your fridge and he didn't know how to make the email work. So that was great. That was really lovely.
Do you think that was a true story? Because I was thinking you'd let the guy in the door, he would crack on fixing the fridge. You'd be back at your computer within like 90 seconds.
No, but it's like the person from Porlock, isn't it? It's Xanadu. No, it's you're taking the magic out of it now.
Sorry.
No, but also you're assuming that that he, like you, is a child of the modern day. But he's always struck me as he's always slightly befuddled by email at all. You know, the whole idea of a computer is a little bit strange. And I actually believe it's probably a true story.
Jonathan Ross last night.
Yes.
Was he all right? Was he good, do you think?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Because there was, you know, there's a certain amount of ribbing. You know, James Corden came on and you know, told a bunch of jokes and then said something about, well, he's not going to be here next year, is he? But no, that's in a way where he's in his element. He's always been somebody who does that kind of award show presenting really well because he's a big character. He can command. I
mean, self-assured as well. He's confident when
blimey.
He comes out.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to be self-assured to stand up in front of the Royal Opera House. I mean, that place is massive. You could land an aircraft in that auditorium. It's huge. So, yeah, of course. And he was standing, I don't know whether anybody else got this, but the thing he was standing in front of that said film in the lights, you know, the big, well, clearly that's a reference to the Elvis 68 comeback special.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, isn't it? I mean, that's what I thought. The curtain when I went, Elvis, and everyone went, what? But yes, that's clearly the set from the Elvis 68 comeback special.
It is almost identical. I hadn't made the connection. Well, somebody pointed it out.
I would have imagined that that's what it was. So it's a rock and roll thing.
They do it in the Opera House. It's a beautiful building. They used to do it in a ropey West End cinema for a few years, didn't they?
That cinema is a perfectly fine cinema. It's just
a communal garden cinema.
It's just that Leicester Square itself is a bit ropey. It was in Leicester Square that the famous foaming carpet event happened when they sent the carpet to the dry cleaner. It came back, it rained, the carpet turned into a sea of foam, which ruined everyone's expensive Jimmy Choo's, and apparently the stars were not amused. Of course, if you wear size 14 Dr. Martens like me, it makes no difference.
The BAFTA do a good job, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's a big show to pull off. It's a complex show to pull off.
Oh, blimey,
and
yeah.
It's quiet, it looks good, and it's stylish.
It is all of those things. It's a very impressive surrounding. As I said, I was pretty happy with the results last night. I mean, you know, the only heartbreak was Andy Serkis, but, you know, you couldn't have both Andy Serkis and Colin Firth winning, unfortunately. They'd have to have changed the entire rules to allow that to happen, and they weren't going to do that. But yes, it is. It's a very, very accomplished, glitzy ceremony, as you can tell by the fact that the Americans turn up, and despite the fact that they're always thrown by the weather, you know, they always, oh, my, it's raining. What is that wet coming out of the sky? How does that work? But beyond that, they're completely bothered. For a start, it's happening in a building that's older than 50 years, which, as far as the Americans are concerned, that's prehistoric, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
They can't even conceive of
a building of that kind. No building could stand for that long. It's not possible.
Do you think, just finally, Avatar, will it win Best Picture at the Oscars despite not winning last night?
Yep, but Catherine Bigelow will also win Best Director, so it will be a split.
I noticed with Avatar, as I was watching it, as I said to you before, I was saying, oh my God, constantly, because visually it's so impressive. But I thought two things afterwards. One,
I was saying, oh my bum, constantly. It was so long.
It is.
It is long. What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
Two things struck me afterwards. One, I definitely don't ever want to see it again. So I can't have liked it that much. But that very idea of sitting through that entire movie for a second time
really should go on the poster. I liked it, but I definitely don't want to see it again.
And I think I'm equally horrified by the prospect of a sequel.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. A sequel and threequel. As far as we can tell, there's a whole Avatarian franchise ahead of us. But, yeah, exactly. What they're going to do in the sequel, Revenge of the Smurfs. You know, this time it's... I don't know. I mean, I think we've done Pandorum to pieces, haven't we?
Yes. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
You can get more of my film reviews, anecdotes and opinions by visiting my uncut blog. Head to www.bbc.co.uk/markkermode.